The memorandum of understanding comes a month after Malawi's parliament allowed the government to proceed with its program to send laborers work in farms and industries in Israel. Currently, Malawi is expected to send about 3,000 unskilled laborers to work on Israel's various agriculture farms. Most of the workers will replace Palestinians who no longer work in Israel because of tensions sparked by the war between Israel and Hamas. Malawian government spokesperson Moses Kunkuyu was part of a delegation that traveled to Israel to sign the deal. During a televised press conference in Lilongwe, Kunkuyu said the deal puts into place regulations regarding workers' rights.
You wish to see to it that the citizens benefit, their rights are not trampled upon, and that each party of the agreement gets what really stands, sticks to the provisions of that agreement. It is very easy to depart from this arrangement when there is no bigger force involved. So the government is involved, and we believe that even the challenges that the young people did raise when we visited them at their farms will not be there.
Kunkuyu said some of the laborers in Israel told the delegation that some agents were not honoring terms and conditions in their contract they signed before they went to Israel. Nearly 1,000 laborers were recently sent to work in Israel through labor agents. Kunkuyu, however, said besides farm laborers, some Israeli employers have expressed plans to come to Malawi to recruit skilled laborers in the construction industry, like builders, carpenters, welders, and those who fix tiles. The lawmakers in Malawi had earlier proposed that the recruitment exercise be done through their constituencies, saying this would provide an opportunity for those living in rural areas. Currently, most recruitment takes place in urban areas. Malawi's Foreign Affairs Minister, Nancy Tembo, led the delegation to Israel. She says the Labour Ministry will be responsible for recruitment of those willing to work in Israel.
The Minister of Labour will have to develop a plan and make sure that they understand the agreements, they are properly briefed, they know what is expected of them when they get to Israel. So this is what the Minister of Labour is working on at the moment.
Malawi's government began promoting work in Israel in November with the goal of generating more foreign exchange revenue. Malawi's Finance Minister, Simplex Chichola Banda, said in February that $735,000 had already been transferred to Malawi through the labor export arrangement with Israel. Authorities say the next group of laborers is expected to leave for Israel in 3 weeks. Lamik Masina, VOA News, Blantyre.